Major shift, military may end marijuana testing for new recruits. What you need to know about possible changes to military marijuana testing summary. Proposed changes to military recruitment policies could eliminate marijuana testing for new recruits and prospective officers. A provision in the draft defense policy bill, known as the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, aims to prevent the military from requiring cannabis tests as a precondition for enlisting or commissioning. Military recruitment policies may see a significant shift with the potential elimination of marijuana testing for new recruits and prospective officers. A provision in the draft text of a key defense policy bill, released this week, aims to stop the military from mandating cannabis tests as a precondition for enlisting or commissioning. This proposed change is part of broader national trends of relaxing marijuana laws and comes as the federal government itself moves towards easing restrictions on marijuana use. Before it becomes law, this provision must pass through several legislative stages. However, its inclusion in the must-pass defense policy bill, known as the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, increases its chances of being enacted. The military has faced recruitment challenges, partly due to many young Americans being ineligible to serve because of past marijuana use. Military officials and some lawmakers see this provision as a way to remove a significant barrier to service. According to a recent Gallup poll, about 12% of Americans aged 18 to 29, prime recruiting age, use marijuana regularly. While recreational marijuana is legal in 23 states and medical marijuana in 38 states, it remains illegal federally, which technically disqualifies past users from military service. This week, the federal government took a step towards changing that by starting the process to reclassify marijuana as a less harmful substance, recognizing its medical uses. This is monumental, President Joe Biden stated in a video, highlighting the Justice Department's announcement. Far too many lives have been upended because of a failed approach to marijuana, and I'm committed to righting those wrongs. You have my word on it. Then the provision builds on existing efforts by military branches to reduce barriers related to past marijuana use. The Air Force has a successful pilot program allowing recruits who test positive for marijuana to retest. The Navy has expanded its waiver program for recruits who test positive, and the Army has a similar waiver program. Last year, committee member Rep. Matt Gaetz, Republican Florida, proposed a similar amendment for the NDAA, but it never received a vote. Including this year's provision in the base text of the bill significantly boosts its likelihood of passing. However, it faces debates and negotiations in the House and Senate, where some Republicans remain opposed to relaxing marijuana rules. Despite opposition, bipartisan attitudes towards drug policies are shifting. For example, last year's NDAA directed the Pentagon to study psychedelic drugs for treating post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury, reflecting a growing openness to alternative treatments. The impact of proposed changes to military drug testing policies. Overview. The House is currently considering a significant change that could end marijuana testing for new military recruits and prospective officers. This move, part of a must-pass defense policy bill, reflects a broader shift in the United States' approach to marijuana use. Here's what you need to know about these potential changes and their implications. Key aspects of the proposal. Draft bill provisions, a new provision in the draft text of the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, could prohibit the military from requiring marijuana tests as a condition for enlistment or commissioning. This measure is still under review and must pass several legislative hurdles before becoming law. Broader context, this proposal aligns with nationwide changes in marijuana legislation. Recently, the federal government has taken steps to ease restrictions on marijuana, including efforts to reclassify it as a less dangerous drug. Current recruitment challenges. Military recruitment has been challenging partly because many young Americans are ineligible to serve due to past marijuana use. For context, a recent Gallup poll reported that 12% of Americans aged 18 to 29 use marijuana regularly. Considering that this age group is crucial for military recruitment, the proposed changes could potentially broaden the pool of eligible candidates. Existing marijuana policies. Legality, recreational marijuana use is legal in 23 states, while medical use is approved in 38 states. Despite these state-level changes, marijuana remains illegal at the federal level, and previous use still disqualifies individuals from military service. Federal moves. The Justice Department recently announced steps to reclassify marijuana, making it easier for Americans to access the drug under regulated conditions. This reclassification acknowledges the medical benefits of marijuana without fully legalizing it for recreational use. Military-specific actions. Several branches of the military have already begun to relax their policies on marijuana use. Air Force, currently running a pilot program allowing recruits who test positive for marijuana to retest, which has garnered positive results. Navy recently expanded its waiver program to accommodate recruits testing positive for marijuana. Army also has a waiver program in place for similar cases. Legislative journey. The inclusion of this marijuana testing provision in the draft greatly increases its chances of becoming law. However, it must still undergo committee debates, House floor discussions, and negotiations with the Senate. Some opposition remains, particularly among Republicans who resist relaxing marijuana rules. Shifting attitudes. There is a growing bipartisan shift towards more progressive drug policies. Last year's NA included a directive for the Pentagon to study the use of psychedelic drugs for treating PTSD and traumatic brain injuries, indicating a willingness to explore unconventional treatments once considered taboo. Conclusion. The proposed changes to military drug testing policies could significantly impact recruitment by making it easier for individuals with past marijuana use to serve. As attitudes toward marijuana continue to evolve, both within the military and across the nation, these changes could mark a pivotal step in aligning military policies with modern social norms. For more updates on this policy and other military news, stay tuned. In summary, if the proposed changes to marijuana testing in NDA succeed, they could remove a significant obstacle for many young Americans looking to serve in the military, aligning military policies more closely with evolving national attitudes towards marijuana use.